Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Center Stage. It's great to have you listening in. This show is focusing on some of the very positive and helpful things that are happening in our city with nonprofits. And I am just so grateful to be able to do this show and to be able to tell you guys about some of the cool things that are happening. And I really hope that as you're listening, you're thinking about our city, that you also think about ways that you can get involved, that you can volunteer, and that you can give back to our community. It's so many great opportunities. With that, today on our show, we have Bonnie Faircloth from the Southern Arizona Law Enforcement Foundation. So thank you so much, Bonnie, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So for someone who's never heard of the foundation before, can you give us just a little bit of an overview of what you're doing, some of the things, services that you're providing, and kind of some goals for right now?
Absolutely. So the Southern Arizona Law Enforcement Foundation, which I will refer to going forward as SALIF to shorten it, was established in 2004. And it was established by local community, business leaders, and individuals who would like to show appreciation for our law enforcement, our local law enforcement agencies in the city, in the metro area, as well as provide them with things that they need that helps them do their job, helps keep them safe and keep our communities safe too.
And some of those are programs that I'm sure that our listeners have heard of. Lots of different things that have been done recently. Think a Cop specifically, I know, is a very big one. I've heard quite a bit.
Yeah.
Can you share some more of the different programs that you've had?
Sure. So again, the focus is on basically our law enforcement and just kind of appreciating them, thanking them. And the foundation, they created the Think a Cop program probably back in 2009. It was shortly after there was a tragic line of duty death in Tucson. And they realized that it was, it was important to keep our officers safe. And how can we do that? How can we, while they're trying to keep us safe, how can we, you know, help them? And in essence, we'll protect them, and because they protect us. And so the Think a Cop program is basically a large fundraiser. It happened once a year in May, right around the National Police Week, and where all law enforcement is noted and appreciated and thanked. And what we did was we worked with communities, businesses, and individuals that would like to donate towards to the foundation for that we could provide protective gear such as ballistic vests or canines or anything that would help the officers stay protected and so they could better protect the community while they're doing their job.
And what are some of the, you mentioned fundraisers and that there are specific items that are needed and then also the canines, that there are specific things. Those are a specific request from the agency themselves, right? It's not just anything. It's specifically what they need. How do they go through that process?
It is. It's specific. So it's specific to what our mission is. And so our mission is protective gear, technology items, training, officer training opportunities. And so when someone makes a donation to SALIF, the money is only used for those things. So they can be, you know, people can trust that that will only be used for it towards its mission and what they're donating it for. So the different agencies that we support and partner with, there's seven local agencies that we do this with. That's Tucson Police, Marana Police, the U of A Police, Pima County Sheriff's Department, Oro Valley Police, the Tucson Airport Police, and Pima College Police. And they, when they find a need that fits within our mission, such as protective gear or technology, they submit a request to us. And let us know that they're in need of this, if their budget isn't quite covering it or there's an urgent need and they can't wait. And so they submit it to us, and we were able to help them with those items. And so we're really excited about that when we get a request, because they know that we're here for them. And then it also lets them know that when we're able to give that to them, the community cares too, because we've received donations from the community and caring supporters.
And if someone wants to donate money to go toward these grants for the agencies, how do they do that?
So SALIF is a 501c3 nonprofit. We have a website, soazlef.org, or they can give us a call. There's lots of opportunities to also participate in our fundraising events. They're large community events, a couple of them each year, that they can participate in. And them participating is actually a kind of, in a sense, a donation, because we use the proceeds from those events towards these grants and to fund those requests.
And are the opportunities for volunteering mostly based around those fundraising events, or are there other opportunities outside of that?
Majority is because our primary mission, also, so that we can provide these fundings and grants, is fundraising events. And we have 4 major events throughout the year. And we do their, our board is volunteers. And so it's basically a board of volunteers that presents these events. And they're large community events, and they always include the community, and our law enforcement are always there to interact with them. And there, we do need lots of volunteers, and so anybody that's interested can go to our website. There's a volunteer interest form. They can take a look at the different events that are coming up if they'd like to, if they're interested in volunteering at that event. We definitely could use their help.
Do you know about how many volunteers you need for any given event?
So each event is a little different. We always will need a minimum of about 10 to 15, actually, that we bring on. A lot of them are repeat, so that, you know, we they know that they're coming, and they come to us and they let us know that they were interested. But we always need to fill probably anywhere from 5 to 10 more every event. Yes.
And if someone's interested in that volunteer, you said there's a form that they can fill out for interest?
There is a form online that they can, they submit it. They just let us know that they're interested, and then they send it to us, and it's me, actually, and then I will contact them back and just chat with them and let them know, give them more details about what the volunteer entails, and then, of course, answer all of their questions as well.
And there's information on the website as well. Can you give us that website one more time?
Sure, absolutely. It's soazlef.org. And that's basically SO for Southern, AZ for Arizona, and then LEF for Law Enforcement Foundation.
And what would be a good phone number to reach you at for someone who's interested?
Sure, the foundation number is 520-207-2878.
And, you know, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about just different opportunities to give back to the people who are sacrificially giving to our community. Mm-hmm. The officers that are there protecting us, protecting our schools, our kids. There's so many different places that they go and they take care of the community, and sometimes without the things that they need. And so this is a really good opportunity to make sure that they have what they need to effectively do their jobs, to protect us, to take care of us as a community. So it's a very cool opportunity to get involved, to give back to the people that are working so hard in our law enforcement agencies.
Yeah.
And can you just mention again some of the previous items that have been purchased, some of the previous grants that were awarded?
Sure, absolutely. So as I mentioned, SALIF has been around since 2004. And each year, depending upon how much money we bring in, we have effectively granted or provided grants to the requesting agency of between $50,000 and $75,000. And that's just, spread out through the various agencies each year. And that includes, we've done canines, so both bomb, like the bomb detection canines, the ones that you see at the U of A football games, you'll see. So they're having that canine there is helping our police, and also keeping everybody that comes into that game, into that event, safe. There's other patrol canines that we have been able to help provide by funding for them in their need, along with supplies, and as even as much as there's a huge training canine center on the west side of town at TPD, we've been able to help fund a build out and the training, the entire training center, the matting, some of the obstacles and the fencing. So we've been able to be very involved with the canine units with TPD, and then of course some of the other agencies that we partner with. Also a lot of pre-entry visual and audio type of equipment. They're called throw bots. So basically, it looks like a toy basically, but it's very rugged. And the officers, if they're in a situation that they can't go in blindly, they can throw it in through a window or a door and actually see inside and hear what's going on before they go in and, into a dangerous situation, or before they send in a canine into a dangerous situation. So a lot of technology such as that, and then also different training opportunities for officers, especially now in this time where we're becoming more aware of the mental health and wellness of our officers. And so there's different conferences and training and opportunities that that the agencies will come to the foundation to ask if we will help with the opportunity for them to go and attend those.
So very, very practical, everyday needed items.
Absolutely.
The trainings, I mean, that's a great thing, especially talking about mental health and making sure that they're in their very best position to be doing their very best to help the community.
Absolutely.
Very, very cool. Well, thank you. Again, we have Bonnie Faircloth from the Southern Arizona Law Enforcement Foundation. And we are just talking a little bit about what they're doing to support the 7 agencies that are in and around Tucson and in Pima County. It's a very cool opportunity to give back to the people who are giving so much and who are sacrificially serving our community, keeping us safe, keeping our kids safe. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back in just a couple minutes here on Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson. If you'd like to follow on Facebook and Instagram, you can find us at Center Stage Tucson, or reach out at centerstagetucson@gmail.com. We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. We have Bonnie Faircloth here talking about the Southern Arizona Law Enforcement Foundation, or SALIF,
right? Yeah.
So for those of you that missed the beginning, we're talking about some of the opportunities that are involved in giving back to the different law enforcement agencies that are in our area, and that SALIF is working with 7 agencies in Pima County. And, you know, it's a really cool opportunity to make sure that the people that are taking care of our city, protecting our city and our kids, have what they need to do the job. Can you tell us a little bit about what it means to be a SALIF guardian angel?
So the SALIF guardian angel is actually a giving program under the fundraising or donation platform for SALIF. It is an opportunity to donate on a continuous basis or monthly basis. It's basically through the foundation's secure website and then to an app, and where you would go ahead and pick an amount that you would like to give monthly, and you just sign up. It's super easy, and it's something that you can, if you want to just do it for a couple months or every month for as long as, you know, continuously, you can start it and stop it however you'd like.
And the money that's given through this is going toward funding grants, mm-hmm. Things that are requested by the 7 agencies in particular. So it's the things that they need in order to do the job that they're trying to do.
Exactly. So it's basically, it's an opportunity for us to gain the resources, or in more literally money, so that when these 7 agencies submit a request or a grant request for funding for something specific that's to our mission, we're able to provide it.
And we have talked a little bit about some of those specific items, but there are also programs that are being funded. Can you tell us a little bit about the START program?
I can. So START stands for Safe Teen Accident Reduction Training. And the SALIF provides and supports and administers this program in conjunction with Tucson Police Department. And what it is a free class that teens who are between the ages of 16 and 19 have their driver's license can sign up to attend at no charge, and they go through about 6 or 7 different accident avoidance type of maneuvers, things that they would generally see out on the road, and as a new teen driver may not have the experience to avoid. And so you sign up through Salif, and then you attend the classes out at the Tucson Police Academy. Your instructors are professional driving instructors out at the Tucson Police Academy. Vehicles are provided, the older decommissioned Tucson Police Department vehicles, and you sit. It's a hands-on behind the wheel. The instructor sits right next to you. They go through things like maneuvering through a wet type of surface. So they slick down a pad. They make it all wet, and they put cones out, and you have to effectively brake and turn and get through without knocking over any of the cones. And it's quite interesting because the teens, the first time through, they spin out and they knock out the cones, and but the instructors make them go through until they get it right. And there's about 6 or 7 other maneuvers that they go through until they get it right. Off-road recovery and brakes, and they familiarize them with the ABS and the different type of technologies that are in vehicles. So it is actually saving teen drivers' lives, to be honest with you. So it is, again, completely free, and you sign up through the Salif website.
So there were a lot of really cool things that you just said about, you know, the program itself and the things that they're able to learn. But one thing that stuck in the back of my head is that teen drivers get to drive police cars, decommissioned. But still, what kid doesn't want to drive a police car? Just that opportunity in itself, I feel like, is super cool.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, honestly, a lot of teens' parents sign up their teen to go. The teen kind of goes kicking and screaming. But, oh, my gosh, when they come out 4 hours later, they have new friends. They're excited. They can come back if they want. Because, again, it's absolutely no fee. We want to make sure that everybody, no matter what economical status, they have this opportunity to be safer out on the roads.
Well, and I'm thinking about the parents out there. My kids are far from being able to drive.
Yeah.
I've got some time. But even thinking about, you know, the short amount of time that really is before they start driving.
They'll be here fast.
A lot of teens, and I taught high school as well. And so, you know, I would think about some of those students, and I cannot believe that this kid is about to be behind the wheel. It's a little bit scary. Yeah. And so,
there's a lot of challenges out there now that face the new teen drivers. Well, even adult drivers, you know, there's the distracted driving and the devices, and the teens will actually go. We actually worked with donations, and we were able to put a cockpit simulator out at the academy. So the teens get to go through that, and they get to experience what it's like in a simulator, texting while driving, and yes. So,
yeah. Well, and that's a whole other thing. You know, when I was a kid, we didn't really have phones that we were texting while driving. And
exactly.
So, I mean, huge distractions for teens today. And I mean, as a parent, I don't see why you wouldn't want your kid to do this. It's the coolest opportunity. The fact that it's free, I mean, hands down.
Yes.
This is one of the coolest programs I've heard of.
It is. It's really cool. It's something that, you know, we hope that the high schools, which don't happen to have any of the driver's ed classes anymore, or at least they're very, 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 very few that have them. So this, you know, they don't have those. So this is something that the high schools, I would hope, would let the teens or the teen parents know about and encourage them to attend.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if you're a teacher out there too, this is a really cool opportunity to be able to share something with your students that, I mean, it could have a life-saving impact.
Absolutely.
I think of myself as a teen and some of the things that I didn't know. I remember hydroplaning in my 1970 Firebird when I was a teenager, and it scared me. I was okay. I didn't crash. I got lucky. But, you know, thinking of some of those things that happen, especially here in Tucson with just the conditions that we have and with flooding and,
exactly.
You know, to be able to have those, I want to say defensive, but not necessarily defensive, just the accident recovery, you know, being able to get into that situation and know what to do ahead of time.
Yes.
So that it's prevented.
Exactly, because you actually are in a controlled environment when you actually affect those types of maneuvers. So that if you're not thinking ahead while you're driving, you can actually have a better judgment and reaction when it happens to you in real time when you're out on the streets. And quite frankly, you know, it's keeping the other drivers that are out there in the community safe too.
Yeah.
So
very true and very appreciated. So some of the events and the fundraisers, obviously we're getting closer to the end of the year. And yes. So a lot of those opportunities have passed. Can you tell us about some of the events that have already happened this year and then the events that are happening throughout the rest of the year?
Sure. At the beginning of the year, in the spring, we have an annual golf tournament. So the golf tournaments are always a great way to fundraise. And we'll have another one again in next spring. And there are always volunteer opportunities for that. And the purpose, again, it's just basically the same. Each of our events are, you know, the primary reason for them is to raise as much money as possible so that we can build our resources, you know, so that we can go ahead and help out when these agencies make a request within the mission of the foundation. And we've gone by the golf tournament that was very successful. We're really excited and we're always appreciative of everybody that participates, all the volunteers, and then of course all the sponsors that help us out as well. And then we just this past August, early August, we had our Unsung Heroes Awards celebration, and this is something that we've done since 2004, since our inception. And what we do is we recognize law enforcement officers. They are actually nominated by their peers. This is not a employee merit type of award that's given out. It is actually, they're nominated by their peer. They send it directly to the foundation, and we decide who we pick the winners, basically, or the awardees. And it's meant to highlight those that have gone above and beyond outside of and on a completely volunteer, non-paid basis, something that they've done in the community and given back on top of everything that they do, you know, every day when they go to work and help the community and protect them. So amazing stories, amazing things that these officers do on their own time, right down to one of them having their own foundation that they created that helps kids that are in the children's hospitals and during their stay. So it's just very moving, and it's always a very powerful event. And that went by in August, early August. So we'll have that again same time next year.
And then there are a couple events that are coming up in the next couple months. Can you tell us about those?
Absolutely. We have two kind of almost right on top of each other. October 7th, we have our Seven Badges Poker Run. It is a great event. It's super fun. It's basically, a poker run is usually motorcycles, but and 90% of our event is motorcycles. But we also invite vehicles, off-road vehicles, car clubs to participate in it. And there's going to be volunteer opportunities for that. That, again, it's coming up on October 7th. And then a month later, on November 4th, we have the coveted and very famous Cops and Rodders Car Show. So if you've been around and you're in the car show world in Tucson, which there's a lot, Cops and Rodders has been around forever. And that is actually a huge event. Lots of help, volunteers, and participation is needed, definitely. And you can find out all that at soazlef.org, which is the foundation's website.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing about the opportunities that are coming up. And if this is something that you're interested in, please do reach out, go to their website and see how you can get involved. I will also post information about their events that are coming up so that you have that information available at Center Stage Tucson on Facebook and Instagram. And if you ever have questions when you're listening to the show, make sure you reach out and let me know. You can reach me at centerstagetucson@gmail.com. Thanks for listening in, and we'll be back next week.